Good morning. Well, I noticed when I was doing started to do the imagining what it was I wanted, the first thing that came up was, well, I want to get rid of this debt. And I thought, well, that's not that probably and it made me think for a minute, maybe that's not the thing to that's not it's more like a get rid of than a how would it feel to not owe anybody. And
It's not, that's not a maybe, as you well know. That's not a perhaps. That's an abso-fucking-lutely. So this
Yeah.
is the very best question we could get at the very beginning. So yes, you want to use the contrast of what you don't like to turn to what you do like. So if you don't like having the debt, you don't, but it's tricky. It's tricky because the perfectionist in you is going to want to kill the debt. It's going to want to mangle the debt, strangle the debt, kick it till it's dead, fry it, turn it over, deep fry it, send it to the moon, send it to the sun. It's going to want to kill it, and you do want to kill it. We're not exaggerating. We're reading your vibration pretty clearly. You hate debt. There's just no other word to put it, right?
Yep.
Okay, so when you think of debt, here's the wonderful thing. You're really tainting money in a big way. That's okay. There's no such thing as money, so you're fine. You don't have to worry about that. You just want to get off it. You want to use it and use it like the side of the pool, like the swimmer does. Use it to move yourself forward down the lane. So you're just going to push against it for a moment and say, yeah, what I want is, you don't want no debt and you don't want cash to pay off your debt. This is a really very important thing. Because again, cash to pay off the debt. You know this, you've done it before. You pay off the debt, you get more debt. You pay off the debt, you get more debt. And it seems like they're not really related to each other, right? But it's like the person who wants to lose weight but hasn't really ever really, really come to terms with why it is that they keep holding on to weight that they don't want. And we don't mean why they did, but why they do. And we don't mean why you did accumulate debt, it's why you still have debt. And we're not even really that interested in the why. We're just interested in the idea that, okay, I can move myself vibrationally into a place where debt is meaningless, where all I'm really doing is experiencing abundance, and debt isn't really on my radar. I'm not thinking about it. It has nothing to do with me. And you can do that now, and you can do that in your imagination. So if it's debt or weight or an unwanted relationship, you certainly wouldn't imagine this is how I'm going to kill my friend to get rid of this very difficult relationship. No, you would never do that. But you don't want to do that with weight. You don't want to do that with debt. You don't want to do that with any unwanted thing. You don't want to burn down the house just so that you can move somewhere else. You get that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So what you want to do is, and here's the thing. If you'll notice, one of the things that we kept saying in the very, very powerful process was, as soon as you get a red light, as soon as it feels contracting, stop. Stop and reassess. Right? And you did that. As you said, the first thing you thought of was get rid of the debt. And then the next thing that came to you was, I don't think this is going to work. So you might want to take a moment to sort of, recognize what a powerful shift that is. So we'll repeat that. You might want to take a moment right now and recognize what a powerful shift that is.
Yes, that's what I'm doing.
So tell us about it.
Well, I and I'm shifting to, well, here's something that I do want, and I could get into imagining a new car.
Yes, but that's not what we're talking about. There's a reason why we're doing this. There's a reason why we've sort of set you up in this way. The reason is this. What you're doing vibrationally is trying to get it right. And this is what we were talking about. This is the bugaboo. Trying to get it right is going to make this process very difficult. In fact, it will make it actually quite impossible. Now, not with the things that you don't really give a flying fig about. such as, you know, whether there's hot and cold running water. Your intentional manifestation about those things is pretty powerful. It's straight up there, and there's no question about it. We're talking about the things that you have a habit of trying to get right about, like debt, right? So when we invite you to notice that was quite a powerful shift, you didn't notice that was quite a powerful shift. You took that as a challenge, and this is the thing that we were really trying to get you to see, that there's got to be something else I'm going to do better, right? Because I didn't do that right, so I need to do this one better. And this is good. This is very, very powerful stuff, and we really, 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 really invite you to take another deep breath and just notice, I am aware where everything is. I am aware of how powerful it is to just notice that when I go in a direction that doesn't feel better, I can stop and turn. That's more important than anything else. And you see, in the chaotic universe where everything had to be managed, the point was, go faster, go faster, go faster, get better, get better, get better, right? That's where the perfectionism comes from. But this is an intentional universe. The more you try to get better at it, the worse you're going to feel. The point here to us is not that you now know that there's something better that you want. The point here is that you took a moment to stop and realize, if I push against something, if I try to imagine not having it, I'll get more of it. That's more important than anything else. We really do mean that. And the reason why we say it's more important than anything else is because you are recognizing how you feel and the impact of how you feel on what your reality is becoming. I don't like this. I hate this. I hate this. Okay, interesting. Use it like the swimmer uses the side of the pool, and then you're off. And maybe you'll come back to the fact that you hate debt, and you'll sort that out, and you'll work through it, or you'll just walk away from it. We don't know. You don't know. It doesn't matter. All that matters is, yeah, what I really want is to be in a place where debt doesn't matter. Well, what does that look like? Now you begin. And it may take a while. You may not be able to do this in 2 or 3 minutes. It may take 2 or 3 days or 5 days or 10 days or 2 weeks or who knows for you to finally realize, okay, what does it really look like where debt doesn't matter? But let's tell you, the instant manifesting has already started. Because the very first thing that you manifested was the difference between something that works and something that doesn't. Mm-hmm. You get that?
Yes. I noticed that already. Yeah, I feel lighter.
Right. Well, and so the other thing, too, about that is that not only do you notice that, but in the noticing, now you've got spinning wheel that spins the straw into gold. I know the difference between what feels better and what feels worse. I know what happens when I put my attention in a way that doesn't serve me. I can feel it like that.
Yes.
That's all right. True. So you have the process. You now know the difference. Is there anything else you want to bring to the table, or are you done for this moment?
I'm done for this moment. Thank you.
And we thank you. Very, very powerful indeed.